We'll have room for a sorrowful one. There are officers' quarters in Mian Mir, whose doors open without reason, and whose furniture is guaranteed to creak. Not with the heat of June, but with the weight of invisibles who come to lounge in the chair. Peshawar possesses houses that none will willingly rent, and there is something, not fever, wrong with a big bungalow in Allahabad. The elder provinces simply bristle with haunted houses and march phantom armies along their main thoroughfares. Some of the dak bungalows on the Grand Trunk Road have handy little cemeteries in their compound, witnesses to the changes and chances of this mortal life in the days when men drove from Calcutta to the northwest. These bungalows are objectionable places to put up in. They're generally very old, always dirty, while the Kansamar is as ancient as the bungalow. He either chatters senilely or falls into the long trances of age. In both moods, he is useless. If you get angry with him, he refers to some sahib dead and buried these 30 years, and says that when he was in that sahib's service, not a Kansamar in the province could touch him. And then he jabbers and mows and trembles and fidgets among the dishes, and you repent of your irritation. In these stack bungalows, ghosts are most likely to be found, and when found, they should be made note of. Not long ago, it was my business to live in dak bungalows. I never inhabited the same house.